From Michigan Radio and the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham. In 1967, many American cities were rocked by civil disturbances, including Detroit. Black people rose up against police brutality and unfair treatment. A presidential commission looked into what should be done. The Kerner Commission found that among the concerns, black people complained that the courts administered justice in a discriminatory way and that, quote, a presumption of guilt attaches whenever a policeman testifies against a Negro. Today, there are more people of color on police forces, in prosecutors' offices, and as judges, but African Americans are still being convicted of crimes they did not commit at a higher rate than white people. It's an issue that Michigan is slowly beginning to correct. Black people are sentenced to prison at a much higher rate than white people, and people of color are also wrongfully convicted at an even higher rate because the justice system failed them. That was the case for Deshaun Reed from Wayne County. He and his uncle, Marvin Reed, were convicted for shooting a man in the back of the head. The victim identified the Reeds as the men who shot him. Despite little evidence other than the victim's testimony, the Reeds were sentenced to decades in prison. Later, much later, the victim said he was wrong. Deshaun Reed spent 8 years in prison for something he didn't do. He says prison was hard, but the worst moments were those when he was prepped to be transferred from one prison to another.
Y'all don't got on nothing. Everybody in there is butt naked. You know, you got to bend over in front of them. You got to spread them. You got to lift them. You know, that was just so humiliating. Then, you know, you got to get shackled all the way down. And that was the roughest for me.
The Michigan Innocence Clinic at the University of Michigan Law School picked up his case. They discovered that the gun used in the shooting was found on a man who was killed while trying to steal a car, a man who was seen near the shooting that was blamed on the Reeds. So how does the justice system get this wrong? Brett DeGroff is an assistant defender with the State Appellate Defender Office, representing indigent defendants.
They're innocent people in prison because the criminal justice system is not an infallible machine. It's just a group of people trying to do their best, and people make mistakes. And when people make mistakes in our criminal justice system, that means that innocent people go to jail.
About 1,900 people have been exonerated in the past couple of decades. DeGroff says many of them have a few things in common.
The people going to prison that are actually innocent are disproportionately poor and minority communities that are overpoliced in ways that suburban and wealthier communities are not. And the people that are getting convicted are just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, maybe. And the scary thing is, once you drill deeper, it could be anybody from those communities.
The innocence clinics across the nation say there are several reasons for wrongful convictions. Eyewitness misidentification is the biggest problem. Studies consistently show people are much better at facial recognition of strangers of their own race than people of a different race. Government misconduct is another reason. It might be as simple as investigators ignoring a piece of evidence that, in the hands of a defense lawyer, might prove innocence. There is suspicion of that happening more often in cities where the police force is majority white, but the population is more black. Another major problem is bad defense lawyering. While every county in Michigan has a prosecutor's office, few have public defenders. Private attorneys are often paid a flat fee and given little incentive to investigate or call witnesses. Many don't meet their clients until the day of the trial. Often they encourage their clients to plead guilty to lesser charges, and even the innocent feel trapped in these meet-and-plead sessions. Michigan is tackling that last issue of bad lawyering. Tom Boyd is a judge in the 55th District in Ingham County. He's a member of the Michigan Indigent Defense Commission. It's working to make sure every indigent defendant has a fair day in court. Proposed standards include better training for defense lawyers, time and private space for attorneys to meet with their clients, requiring attorneys to investigate the case, and making sure a defendant has a lawyer at an arraignment and pretrial proceedings.
The justice system works best when you have three people really on their game, and that's the judge, the prosecutor, and the defense lawyer. If one of these three people really didn't come to play, we're not sure that justice is the final result.
A proper defense is not the only problem. David Moran with the Michigan Innocence Clinic says many police departments, prosecutors' offices, and the courts have heavy caseloads that make shortcuts tempting. That's especially true in urban areas with large minority populations.
Frankly, nobody has all the resources. The prosecutor's office doesn't have the resources, and the police department doesn't have the resources to do an adequate investigation. So it's not just the defense. It's these counties that are underfunded, typically places like Flint, Detroit, Benton Harbor, where there's large minority populations. So there's a systemic problem that leads to wrongful convictions.
If you are wrongfully convicted and lucky enough for one of the innocence clinics to pick up your case, it will still take years to resolve. If you get out of prison, there's nothing beyond freedom. Those years are lost. Often the wrongfully convicted have no money. It's hard to get a job because their record of conviction is not expunged for as long as 3 years after release. Even if they were to get help to reenter society, as parolees do, and reimbursed for the years they were locked up, as has been proposed, the innocent who do time in prison lose a lot. Tyneel Reed sat with his brother Deshaun as we interviewed him. He worked to find proof that his brother and his uncle did not do the crime for which they went to prison. He says Deshaun has changed.
Before he was more sillier, he was more like a jokester.
Yeah,
and
that got taken away. Yeah.
That got taken away. Like
I wish I had that. I wish I still had that. You know, yeah. Silly is like everything. Just I'm just so uptight now. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was more happier, funny, laughing, and just I'm just more uptight now. You know what I'm saying?
Most of us don't know. It's hard to imagine going to prison when you know you're innocent, but it still happens. And it's still more likely if you're poor and a person of color. With the Detroit Journalism Cooperative, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News. This piece was aided by reporting of Sandra Svoboda of Detroit Public Radio.
Support for the Detroit Journalism Cooperative on Michigan Radio comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, Renaissance Journalism's Michigan Reporting Initiative, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.